Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at bbsradio.com. I'm your host, Michael Golger. I'll be here for the next hour doing nonstop psychic call-in readings. Get your pencil and your paper out, and I'll give you the toll-free number for the U.S. and Canada. We're not sure if Canada's working yet. They are working on it. If it's not, you can call direct, and I'll give you that number, too. For I know for the U.S. and possibly Canada, the toll-free 1-877-876-5227. And if it's busy, keep dialing. We get a lot of calls. The number for direct will be 1-530-876-3222. And if you are calling direct and it's costing you something, just let me know, and I will make your reading as quick as possible. And I'll still try to help you.
Somebody online?
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Got a caller already.
Yes, you do. This is someone you've spoken with before.
Caller.
Is this Terry?
Terry, can you hear me okay?
Yes, everything's fine. How's being your granddad turning out?
I love it.
Great.
There is nothing better than being a grandpa.
I'm sure. I haven't been there yet, but, you know, I'm sure I'm going to look forward to it when my time comes.
Oh, my God. It changes your life.
Yeah, but I used to talk to you quite a bit on the Internet. It was as creative.
Oh, okay.
So.
Wow. I don't think I ever really spoken voice to you.
No, we haven't.
You got through.
I've always heard you, but you've never been able to hear my end.
I see your name on my friends list all the time.
I know.
And I say,
well, you
I don't
should.
Talk, I don't think I ever talked to her
fans.
Or never really had a chance to. I'm glad you got through.
I know. I'm lucky. I couldn't
Good.
Believe I was actually able to get through. But
okay.
Great.
Tell your friends about us, and I'll jump into your reading. How's
okay.
that created?
Thanks.
Did you ever? You heard me read before. You've been in my room.
Yes.
Okay.
And you've done a reading for me, but it's always been online. So.
Okay. All right. I'm going right to relationship with you, creative.
Okay.
And I'm getting deep with it. I'm getting a lot of hearts. Is there somebody separating around you?
Yeah, me.
It's you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I knew it was you, and I said,
oh,
no, I wanted something. But I don't think it's going to be, is this recent? Is it just starting, or something you've been going through? Or?
Yeah, I've been going through this, but I'm now finally with handling, trying to get through it, a divorce. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because that's exactly what I'm getting. And I'm getting that there's going to be decisions made and splits, and things are going to be taken care of at the business end.
Good.
I don't know if it's property, money, kids, whatever's going on. It's going to be. I feel like it's going to be. There's going to be a lot of it towards the end of June. Is it starting to? Is it getting active or?
Yes. Uh huh. Exactly.
Okay. Going into the end of June.
Okay.
I'm not getting the usual what would you call it stress that I normally get with a separation going on. I feel like it's kind of friendly or balanced, or am I connecting with that? Or?
Yeah, that makes sense. For now, anyway.
I believe it's going to.
It may change, but for now, it's pretty much.
Yeah, I believe it's going to stay balanced and friendly. I'm not seeing any warnings or issues. I feel as though I don't feel that you're emotionally you're going to take too deep of a blow. I feel like there may be others coming soon to you. I don't know if that makes sense or if it's what you want to hear. Is there Are you going into another relationship or?
No, I've been trying to get out there and start, you know, dating and that sort of thing.
Okay.
So.
Because I'm feeling like that's what I'm feeling, and that's going to go well too.
Good.
Relationship-wise, I'm feeling good about you for some reason.
Good. I need to hear some good news.
I do. I feel really good about this. I just feel like there's this split, and it's taken care of, kind of on a happy note. I mean, there's nothing really. I mean, it's balanced, and there's no stress to it. It's nice and easy,
we've
and then you
all
just
through
go.
All. Most of that, so.
Yeah, and then you just kind of like start going into other situations and meeting people and enjoying yourself and things going well there. And it's going to, I feel like it's that also is going to pick up when the time is right. It's going to pick
I'm
up.
I'm hoping.
For you. Friendships, too, are going to be important. I don't know if you have a certain friend that you cling to or you may want to watch out for, but I'm getting friendships being important. Some of the romance, I'll say, may come out of a friendship or friendships. So be alert to your friendships between now and the end of June. They're going to be helpful in healing. And now I'm feeling like business or work is going well. I don't know if you're working or you're looking or.
Yeah, I'm working.
Okay, I feel like things are going to get better there too.
Good.
And. Amongst coworkers, I'm feeling the energy in the place just getting uplifted for some reason, inspired. I would be alert there too in the workplace for somebody possibly wanting more than just a friendship. Also, I don't know if it makes sense or it's possible, but I'm just a little bit of a heads up. I feel like when the time comes, there's going to be, you're going to have options. There's going to be several offers. You're going to be cheap. Like you may have to choose between two guys or two friends or be open to that. You may be dealing with that by the end of June also.
Okay.
So it's not going to be boring. I feel like you're going to be busy socializing and having friends, bonding with other people. Between now and the end of June, choose with your heart and your emotions on your decision making.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel the need to say that to you. And one of the issues you may run into in future relationships or the next relationship will be a difference in philosophies, like maybe he wants his. One wants to live together, one wants to get married, one wants to work, one don't want to work. It's there'll be conflicting philosophies and beliefs, so that may be an issue too with the next person you bond with. That's about it. That's all I'm gonna give you for now.
Okay.
It's it looks good. Like I said, you just go into taking care of business, and you get through that, and I'm not seeing any major hang-ups there, and then you just go into your life expanding and being active, especially socially with friends and possible future relationships.
Good. So you do see future relationships, and you see that's going to turn out pretty well then?
I don't want to go past the end of June.
Okay.
So I believe that you're going to be dealing with the split and the balancing of this situation that you're going through now.
Uh-huh.
As you go between now and as you go into the end of June. Now, I'm just getting hints of the way. If I was to read you again, say the end of June, I would probably pick up on possibly more activity with relationships instead of what you're going through now. You understand me?
Yeah.
This is what's more important around you now is with the split and getting moving past that situation.
Yeah.
That's why I'm being given this. Can you understand that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. just know that when it ends and you get through it, that you're going to be okay, and it looks good for you. You're heading into a real good cycle for relationships. All righty?
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, creative. You take care of you, Terry. You have a good night. Thank
you
for calling.
Enjoy that grandbaby.
I will. I'm going to see him tomorrow morning. I can't wait. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in for a reading, the number in the U.S. and Canada is 1-877-876-5227. And if you can't get through, keep redialing. It may be busy. We get a lot of calls. And anywhere else in the world, international, try direct 530-876-3222. Okay, I'll go into another reader, Doug, if there is one, or if not, I got a few things to say. This coming Monday and Tuesday, I'll be doing chat room psychic shows in Pal Talk, Pal Talk Chat. So if you are a group member of mine, I know you have been reading my mail about downloading the Pal Talk program. And the reason I'm doing this is because of the size of the chat room. Yahoo has 50 seats and Pal Talk has 200, and I do need a bigger room. So if you are a group member of mine and you have Yahoo Messenger, that's probably what you're used to seeing me in. Half the group probably already did it, and the ones that are listening now, download the Pal Talk chat, www.paltalk, and the messenger pops up with it, and you'll be able to access my Pal Talk chat room shows that way. It's very simple. If I can do it, anybody can
you.
Do it.
You've got
to call in. Okay, if you'd like to call in for a reading, the number in the U.S., I know the U.S. is online and working. Canada may still not be in service. The U.S. toll-free is 1.
Every time I put somebody on with you, I think they're afraid to talk. There's somebody on already.
Oh, should I keep talking or what? Sometimes I want to be a broadcaster. Thank you, Doug. Hi, caller. Caller.
Yeah.
Hello. Hi, you did it. Caller. I think I lost him, Doug. If you'd like to contact me in privately, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. I answer all my emails.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. It just seems that the equipment's working fine. When anybody calls in, please announce yourself online. Don't be shy. I don't know why they aren't. Try again. Here we go.
I'm a teddy bear. Call, are you there? Caller. Caller, are you there? Say something. Come on. I want to read somebody.
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
Michael, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I knew this was going to happen tonight.
I
My
can
God,
hear you.
Hi.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. What's your first name?
My first name is Barb.
Barb, where are you calling from?
From Indiana.
Oh, great. Okay, Bob, let's see what we got for you. Are you a regular listener? You ever hear me read before?
Yes, I have. I've been following you for a while now.
Good, good. Wow, things look great for you, Bob. I'm getting a significant change. I feel like I'm in it or it's starting or I know it's coming. It's kind of like right on top of me. And it's a change for the better. It's fantastic. Fantastic. Whatever is going wrong now or you're hoping to get some help for, I believe it's right on top of you or coming in soon.
Okay.
I'm also changing. I feel like I'm working on, or need to, getting rid of baggage and negativity. I feel like there's not only going to be a change in my physical surroundings, but there's going to be a change within myself. And
I can understand that.
What's that?
I said I could understand that.
Okay. That's what I feel like I'm going to be going through, like, between now and the end of June. Did you just recently have a passing, or is there an expected passing that you connect to, or
the that you might be picking up on is that I've lost my job.
Your dog?
My job.
Hmm. Not that. I am feeling that there was. How recent was the loss of the job?
Just about a week or two.
Okay. And you're looking, right?
I'm trying.
Yep. I feel like it's going to be any day, Bob. I'm going to stick my neck out and say it's going to be. You know, I got to say between now and the end of June, but
right.
I feel like I'm going to get the call like within days. So you hang in there and stay tough.
Okay.
This has changed you in a way, or did something to you, or does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I was. I feel like I was shooken within the core of me was affected for some reason. This has affected other things around you, and they're also going to benefit from you going back to work. How does it look for you, Bob?
I don't own the job market. I'm not sure. I can probably find something that's just really probably hurt my ego more than anything to have lost the job.
I feel that with you. Don't be so haunted. I can feel it deep with you. Am I true?
Yeah.
I can feel it so deep. Don't be so hard on yourself, because you know I'm feeling like I'm aching for you in a way, almost that deep. So now I'm hearing a misfortune turns into a blessing, and I almost want to say losing this job is going to become maybe the best thing that ever happened to you, but I don't want to. I like to inspire and give hope and uplift people, and I don't like to leave them with promises that aren't going to come true. So you realize that any psychic can be wrong.
I understand that. I've had people tell me that you're not the only one. So.
Okay. But I feel like losing this job will turn out to be probably the best thing that ever happened to me. And like a blessing, like maybe something, I get something better, or I feel like I'm getting something better, or it leads to circumstances that really enrich my life and make things better for me. And,
okay.
And helps
I sure
me,
hope so.
And it helps me become a person that I'm excited about, and new improved Bob. That's what I'm hearing. So
that sounds good.
Now, it may, if it plays out to the end of the June, it might be a little rough on you or hard to deal with. But just know that that's what I'm feeling, and I feel like you're right on top of it. I would be willing to bet probably within 2 weeks, and if not by the end of June, there's going to be a complete turnaround in your life.
Okay.
Now, and while you're having your layover and you're seeking, I get the feeling I need to also concentrate on like what I was touching on before, getting rid of some negativity and guilt. And you validated that. You said it was a blow to your ego. I feel like I need to take that and throw it away and just look toward the future. And I'm seeing a rainbow around you, so I truly feel you're going to be blessed within the next 30 days.
That sounds good.
Okay, Bob.
All right. Thank you so much.
Let me give you some numbers just for the heck of it. I got numbers floating around, so let me give you 13 and a 10 and a 7.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
All right, Bob. You have a good night. Tell your friends about us.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Good night. Okay, everybody. If you'd like to call in, the number is 1-877-876-5227. And if you call in direct, it's 530-876-3222. And if you are direct, let me know. I can give you a 5-minute reading or a 2-minute reading. It doesn't have to be. I know sometimes I get long-winded with the readings, but I enjoy doing a quality reading. I can do fast ones, but if I can slip in another few minutes, I always try to do that, especially if it helps the person I'm reading feel better. And if you'd like to contact me in private, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And do me a favor, send BBS an email with comments on your inner thoughts. Their email is contact@bloginservice.com. They appreciate the comments. Let them know you're listening. Let them know what you want to hear. Let them know what you're enjoying. They have
great
shows and great hosts worth listening to. Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rochester right now.
Rochester?
Yep.
New York?
Yep.
Good. A New Yorker.
Yeah.
All right. What did you say your name was?
Sarah.
Sarah?
Yep.
Good. Pretty name, Sarah. Okay, Sarah. You know, I'm feeling like there is a need for a healing and strength to be given to you or somebody very close to you.
Yeah.
Like they might have been exhausted or depressed.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm feeling like this is emotional, and it's an emotional affliction and a mental affliction. And it kind of like affected me, and
it's
close to me, and I feel like I'm hearing to tell you that's going to get better.
Yeah.
You have the...
That sounds good.
It's coming, and it's gonna be noticeable. I feel like it's going to be soon. Remember, all my readings are between now and 30 days. I like to give you a 30-day reading.
All right.
Okay, that's how I do my readings. So
mm-hmm.
So between now and the next 30 days. But I feel like this uphealing and this uplifting will be
that's
soon.
That's good, definitely.
It's going to be a blessing. You're going to notice it right away. Now, is this you or somebody close to you?
It's both, actually.
Okay. Well, you have it coming, and... it's being spirit sent, so be thankful. Don't forget to thank spirit, because it's coming from spirit, and they know it's needed. It's going to be noticeable. You have an older woman around. I don't know if this is a mom or a grandmom. That appears
you're breaking up. Sorry, what'd you say?
You have an older female around you,
mm-hmm.
Sarah, in spirit. I don't know. Did your mom or grandmother pass?
My aunt did, yeah.
Oh, it was your aunt?
Yeah.
Okay. I get a kind of... almost like she was from another country. Does that make sense?
She went a lot of places, but she wasn't from another country, no.
Okay. Was she old fashioned though, or
dressed kinda,
funny?
Kinda, yeah.
I get the feeling like she's from Europe, and she dresses like she's from Europe. But...
Hmm. I don't know. I'm trying to think of who else it could be if it's not her, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Okay. She seems to be connected to the uplifting that's coming for you, and the healings, and the inspiration,
mm-hmm.
and the motivation, and the clarity you need to be able to think. I feel like she's saying she knows you haven't been coping well, or things haven't been going well, and
mm-hmm.
just to let you know that it's going to improve. There's still going to be a little bit of pressure, but you'll seem to handle it better, or whoever this is that's involved.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense, too. I'm on my way to college this summer, so.
Okay. I do feel there's still going to be some pressure and some hard work, but... it's going to seem different, like you're different and you're handling it different and you feel different.
Yeah.
So just run with it and enjoy it. I'm getting achievements and success with you. You got a lot of talent. You're going to do well. I'm getting
awesome.
I'm feeling interviews and exams going well.
Oh yeah.
And it's connected to education and, you know, so you validate, you're going to college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just got done with my AP exams, so that would make sense.
Yeah. Did you pass them, or you don't know yet?
Hopefully I passed them. I think
okay.
I did pretty well.
Yeah.
I found out in July, so.
Yeah, I'm hearing in my head testing went well. Testing, passing exams.
Oh, nice.
So, you're going to do well. You're going to do well in life. Things are going to change around for you.
Cool.
A little bit of a heads up on maybe some jealousy. I think maybe when you get to college or don't play into jealousy, especially between now and the end of June. There's a little bit
okay.
of a little bit of a heads up. If you see it developing, stay away from it.
Okay.
Don't get involved. Do your best not to get involved.
All right.
And if you do get involved, use honey instead of vinegar.
Okay.
In any dispute you encounter between now and the end of June, especially if it's connected to jealousies or people competing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what are you going to go to college for? I feel like you're going to do very well in whatever field you pick.
I hope so.
Hang on for a second. Maybe I can tell you what you should do.
Yeah, I'm going to pre-med, so hopefully that'll go well.
Oh, I should have said that. I was going to say I would go into some type of medical field. Or a technician or something connected to medicine or hospitals, this type of a thing. I was going to say even a psychology.
I was actually looking into that, too.
What's that? Psychology?
Psychology and psychiatry, yeah.
You have an interest in it?
Yeah, I do.
You would do excellent in it. That's where you belong. So if you can
awesome.
Do it, go for it. I feel like help coming from my roots, from my past, possibly friends or family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you need it, but it may be there when you do need it, and there may be something connected to that between now and the end of June.
Nice.
And they're telling me your talent and skills is past life. You were probably psychiatry, psychology, and past lives also. It's going to be like you're remembering it. You're not learning it. You're remembering.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I'm feeling friends from the past, too. Friends and family being an issue or activity with it between now and the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting some type of gathering that's going to be enjoyable, and there's going to be interacting with family and friends there also.
And my senior ball's coming up this weekend, so.
Okay. It's going to
be
awesome.
Yeah, that might be what you're getting. Yeah, it's actually my birthday, too, so that'll be fun.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Did you ever talk about that with your aunt, the female that I was picking up on?
Yeah, actually I did. She was going to help me pick out my dress.
What's that?
She was actually going to help me pick out my dress, but...
You got to be kidding me. The one that passed over.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's what she's telling me. She's going to be with you there at that gathering.
Awesome.
This is fantastic. She come right through and told me this. I like that. Went well.
Yeah.
She wanted you to hear that she's going to be there. And she pointed this gathering out to me. She said it's going to be awesome.
Awesome.
So go and enjoy yourself.
All righty.
And good luck with everything.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
You have a good night. I got some numbers. Take an 8 and a 6 with you.
All right.
Okay, and good luck with everything. Have a good night. Tell your friends about us.
All right, I will. Thanks.
All righty. Good night. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in for a reading, the number in the U.S., toll-free, 1-877-876-5227. Canada may be toll-free there, and if it's not, they're working on it. We're keeping our fingers crossed we get you guys back. I know I have a big following in Canada. And if you're off from Canada and calling direct at 530-876-3222, let me know you're direct, and I'll give you a quick reading so you don't spend too much money on the call. And if you'd like to contact me in private, goingwithin_2. Remember the underscore, goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And I'll reply to you. We'd enjoy your feedback here at BBS, bbsradio.com.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing this evening, Michael?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm okay.
What's your first name?
I was just calling to see what things might hold for me in the next 30 days.
Oh, what's your first name?
Financially and for my son and my deceased husband. Actually, we were married 9 years ago today, but he passed last year. And my son was buried on the day that we got married today.
Wow.
I wonder if they might have any messages for me from the other side.
Okay, what's your first name?
Gail.
Gail?
Mm-hmm.
And you're calling from?
Tennessee.
Tennessee. Now, you lost your husband a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
And you...
I lost him in July of last year. We were married 9 years, and we were married 9 years ago today. The same day that my son was buried, he was murdered. My son was 22 when he was murdered.
And how long ago was your son's murder?
9 years ago, hon.
Oh. So you lost both of them the same year?
No. I married my husband on the same day that my son was buried.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
I know it's a little strange, but that's how
okay,
it was.
I'm sorry. But you lost your husband.
Yeah, he just passed this past year from diabetes.
Okay, I got it now. I'm sorry for your loss. Very difficult. Very difficult.
We learned to live with it. They're in a much better place than we are over here.
Very brave. It's like losing a child. I was just thinking about it like a day ago. It's got to be the toughest thing there is.
It is.
I was going to write down something that would be worse, and I couldn't come up with anything.
I know.
And
because we always feel like that we should have went before them.
I understand that.
And you didn't have the opportunity to be married. You know, all those things that you anticipate a child doing.
Yes.
And being a parent and you being the grandparent and all that, you didn't get a chance to do any of that.
Very difficult.
Yeah.
Are you in a group or talking with anybody?
I'm fine.
Excuse me?
He made some bad choices in life, and you can call it a mother's intuition. But I always had known if he didn't change his lifestyle that he would not make it to 25, and he didn't. I knew that when he was 10 and 12 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was a very angry
young man, and he constantly would write letters about not wanting to be here on this planet at this time. even when he was 10 and 12. And so basically he set himself up to leave. Wasn't the first time. He had two motorcycle accidents that should have, you know, he should have went then. But he didn't. But then this time he did.
Huh. I understand that. I've seen this before. I had a similar childhood. I believe it was one of the things that led me to what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
And it was painful enough where I was pushed within myself. And But then I watched other kids go in different directions. And, but
life
you would wonder, you know, you would wonder why such a young person would have such a hard time with life or being adjusted. But it's all karmic, and their souls came in to do
exactly
everything that they went through.
Right.
You know, they
he brought that with him.
Yes, and that's my belief, and I share it once in a while with people. You know, you know exactly what you're coming in for. And, and as crazy as it sounds, the more difficult and painful it is, the more you're helping yourself in a way.
Absolutely.
You're balancing.
You're growing.
It's a very brave journey.
Yes.
One of pain and loneliness. And I'm sorry for your loss.
It's okay.
Mediumship, I don't invoke it. If they come through, it doesn't mean they're not there. And it doesn't mean there's no message for you. It's just that you understand. I just open and let it flow. And you and radio and chat rooms are a little more difficult for me for mediumship because I like to go a little deeper.
Yeah.
And let go more. And I can't do that when I'm running a show on radio or chat. So I kind of just take whatever they give me. And even in private, there's no guarantee. I never guarantee anything that would come through my readings because as long as I've been reading, I get what they give me. And and I can never guarantee what I'm going to go in and get and come out with.
Well, that's even like with John Edwards, you know. He just kind of flows like you're saying. You know, you can't just call him up instantly. They have to be ready to converse from the other side.
This is true. This is true. But there are...
They're around, like
Van Praagh. Van Praagh specializes in in spirit communication and mediumship.
Yeah.
And Edwards, I'm similar to Edwards. I get a mixed bag.
Okay.
And I can go just psychic, or I can give you mediumship only, or a mixture. And but it's true. I can't say to you, come to my house, and I'll have your husband come through.
Exactly.
I can't do that. It's I don't think it's I don't think anybody can. But that's my opinion.
Not being honest, no.
You know, and I'm just being honest. But but it does happen. 90% of the time. If the channel is ready and the energy is ready, it happens. So, but anyway, I'm glad you called and got through. And it was a pleasure talking to you. And let me jump into your reading here. I'm getting your heart is just like, like I'm just feeling you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And... it's going to be, I don't think it's ever going to go away. It's something I think we learn to live with, and this is what I'm feeling, too.
It's the time of the year where I just kind of get quiet, and I walk out in the garden and stuff and just have private moments.
You're, this has catapulted you spiritually. I don't know if you know that or not. But it has. You're up there. I'd go as far as, say, to the point where you could even do communication yourself.
Yes.
And you, and it's like you're absorbing it fast, too. You're, the understanding and the knowledge and the workings of it, and you have, like, a keen connection to spirit right now. your prayers are being heard. I'm hearing that. Tell them the prayers are being heard.
That's awesome.
Okay. Was there clergy in your husband's life at all? Was he
yes.
the church?
Yeah.
I'm being shown a connection to clergy or preaching, or does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel he's. I'm hearing a male voice say to me, "I'm still preaching and teaching."
Oh boy.
And I don't know if this is your hubby, but I'm hearing this. There's a preacher and a teacher in spirit, and they're worried about your broken heart. They're showing me a heart being mended, and they want you to know that it's going to heal, but it's going to take time. And they're leaving a scar, and I believe this is to let you know that it's not going to go away. I don't think it'll ever go away. It's just
yeah.
going to. It'll mend, but there'll be a scar there, and they're just validating that, and they're concerned about it. They want
part of the learning process while we're here.
Yes, exactly. Now, I feel that, I don't know, I asked you before if you were in a group or talking to somebody, and if you're not, I feel like you will be.
Hmm.
I feel like minds are going to be brought to you.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be one in particular that I bond with and have a connection with,
mm-hmm.
and I want to embrace that person.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they're my teacher or my rock of Gibraltar in a way, and they
mm-hmm.
mean a lot to me. And I feel like I may be doing something with that person, either studying or doing something with a group or teaching, or there's something going. There's a connection with this. Person as far as our friendships and development and education, and I feel it's spiritual matters too. Well, this person is a very spiritually inclined person. I want to okay. They're going to be, I don't know if it's happening yet, but they're going to be communicating in sleep with you.
Mm.
And they want you to be alert. It would pay to have a journal or even a tape recorder when you wake so you can remember what you were shown or heard.
Okay. I am starting to get those in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I believe it's going to be your son and your husband.
Mm.
So be alert. Information is going to be information to a mystery is going to be relayed to me.
Hmm.
I'm hearing that, so that's why they want you to have a pad or a tape recorder by the bed.
Okay.
Intuitively, live in intuition. You're going into a thing where you're going to be very intuitive.
Okay.
Again, trusted friends. Something with your friend or friends, you can trust them, and it's going to be a very good bond.
Okay.
Hang on for a sec.
Do you see anything as far as finances?
Not right off the bat. I am being given over and over that something that is hidden right now or not known will be relayed to me.
Can you repeat that, please?
Something, a piece of a puzzle or... Like, let's see.
I have a mouthy little girl over here.
Okay, I'm going to get out of that for a minute and just move to something else. Is there somebody that needs surgery or has medical treatments coming up? Is close to you? Or
it could be my fiancé.
It could be you, you said?
No, my fiancé.
Oh, your fiancé. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. It may go into surgery or medical treatment. I'm being shown some of this as I go into the end of June.
Mm, okay.
As far as finances, I feel like I'm involved in things that are going to lead me to an increase in finances. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, money's a little tight at this point. I gave up my business and moved out to a little farm, which has been my dream for years.
Oh.
But small rural communities don't actually bring in money like being in the bigger cities.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you do this with another person?
Yes.
And it was a friend?
Well, it's my fiancé.
Your fiancé. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good there. You guys are a good team.
Yeah.
I feel that where you are and what you're into or something where you just moved to will lead to finances. Now, I don't know if it's something you can do with your property or some ideas you got in your head about.
I just feel like business over here.
Yeah, I feel it. That's how I'm feeling, like I can do some kind of a business there that would bring in some extra income.
Of course, you know, when you start a business, it's slow at first.
Yeah.
It takes time for people to get to know you.
Yeah, but that's where it's going to come from. It's going to come from that area and maybe connected to that area. And
okay.
It's being created there. Now.
So I guess, in other words, patience.
And be alert. Right now, I want to, between now and the end of June, I'm feeling you more or less spiritually, a lot of spiritual activity with you.
Yeah.
Between now and the end of June. It just seems like I got to get to the end of June for some reason.
Mm.
Because of the spiritual activity that's going on with me and the things that are going on with inside my heart and my mind.
Wow.
I think that's what I'm going to be dealing with for like the next 30 days. That and possibly a connection to groups or studying something or getting involved with something, some type of training or even teaching or doing something with a group.
Okay.
I'm feeling also would be a connection for you too.
Okay.
That's about
well, thank you very much, Michael.
Okay, that's about all I'm getting for you.
I wish
I could have gave you more, but
I can only
give you what they give me.
I understand.
You know,
you have a wonderful evening, dear. I love listening to you.
Thank you. Come back again. Tell your friends about us.
I will do.
God
Bye-bye.
Bless. Okay, I think I got time for one more reading. If there's one online, I'll go right to the reading. And I'd like to tell everybody I'm here every Sunday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. I will be here this Wednesday, the 31st. Stop in. Bring your phone. If you'd like to get me, if you'd like to contact me in private, goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. Hi, is there a caller?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I've been calling for an hour. This is like, oh, my God.
You've been calling for an hour?
I know, yes.
Wow. What's your first name?
Sunny. S-U-N-Y.
Hi. Uh-oh. Oh, don't tell me I lost her. She's calling for an hour and I lost her.
No. Yes. Hi.
Oh, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, what's your first name?
Sunny, S-U-N-N-Y.
Sunny?
Yes.
Good, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Toronto.
Toronto?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I got a, because I'm studying for my GMAT right now, and I'm going to take the exam maybe the end of July, so I'm still like preparing for this exam and trying to get into MBA program in New York, in Columbia or NYU. So I'm kind of very anxious about that. So yeah, I just need your a little guidance in here.
I feel you're going to do fantastic with everything.
Really?
Yes, fantastic. Are you going to be a businesswoman or go into your own business with anything?
Yes, I'm actually a visual artist. I'm a painter, and also I'm in PR and media, this kind of business. So I'm going to take my MBA in entrepreneurship and media. So I'm going to get my own business later on after my graduation. So yeah, I'm going to start my own business.
Yeah, and that's what I'm being shown for you. It's going to be fantastic. You're going to do fantastic.
Great. Oh, great.
Yeah, it's going to take off for you. Everything with the education, I feel, and hearing is going to go fantastic.
Really? That's great. Yeah, that's, currently, that's my only concern. Of course, my career, I just actually graduated from university last year. And, but I'm just jumping to, my MBA next year for, preparing for my own business, because I don't feel like I have enough knowledge in business, because I'm media and fine arts student, so
right.
I'm not really confident in the business side of that's why I was trying to do entrepreneurship and media combined.
And you're right on the right track. You got the right thoughts. You're being guided. It's going to be very successful. You're going to do well. You really are.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Now
I'm still going through a lot of difficulties in my life and about my visa, about my career as well. So, it's still not really smooth right now. So,
right.
Yeah.
Did you ever do any teaching or what?
Teaching.
Or I feel like...
Not really.
You never worked in a school or anything like that? I feel like... Or is it...
No. I haven't. No.
Okay. It's just... You have a lot of it around you, and it's just... It's probably your education that I'm picking up on.
Mm-hmm.
And... is there a new baby coming too? Is there a friend that's having a baby or a family member?
Family member.
Yeah, between now and the end of June, you may bump into this, a new baby coming. It could be a friend or a family member. You're going to be exposed to it anyway.
Oh, really? Not that I know of.
Yeah, maybe leaning towards a family member. Aunt,
oh,
uncle.
Really?
Aunt, uncle, brother, sister.
No, I don't have any siblings. I'm the only child in the family.
Okay. And you're very talented. Stay very confident. You have everything you need to be successful at what it is you want to do, especially in business. Now, pay attention to the end of June, because I feel like there's going to be some talk or plans or creative process on your business adventures. Like you're bumping into other people that are into the same thing, or maybe making connections in the field.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so,
media. So I'm keeping bumping to a lot of people. Like have so many, creative ideas, and I'm keeping making contacts always. Like that's on a daily basis. But just right now, I'm just focusing on my exam right now, because I figure my MBA gonna take me really far,
right.
So that's my focus right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're gonna do well. You're gonna get through the education, and then you're gonna go into the business. And you're going to do very well at it. You're going to be, it's guidance from spirit, I'm feeling.
Well, that's great, because I'm very, I have, like, I feel like I have a mission, because I'm Chinese, and I feel like I have a big mission saying to improve China, like in Chinese democracy and freedom of, you know, speech and all those, like, in the media and arts.
Right.
I still feel like, you know, in China, I'm still very much, I mean, close and in that kind of field.
Yeah.
Very, like, government control and everything. So
you're surrounded with art.
Sorry?
You're surrounded with artistic ability and talent.
Oh, that's great. Because, yeah, I'm trying to use my artistic ability to start my own company and to try to use this kind of medium to improve or change the situation in China or like, connect to the world. That's my big mission in
Art and design are going to be a big part of your future.
Right, that's my true passion. Love everything like in art and performing art and that's my business going to be about.
Yeah. And you're going to come in contact with people that are in the same field, are like-minded, and they have the same dreams, and they're going to be good connections for you.
Oh, that's good.
And it may be as early as between now and the end of June. So pay attention to your friends and your associates, because there's going to be dreams manifesting while you go through this.
Okay. Oh, good.
And you're not going to do it. You're going to be pulled to it. You're going to be led through it. That's how it's going to go for you. And you're going to do very well, business-wise and educational-wise.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. Yes.
Good. I'm glad it helped you, and thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you. I'm in your, by the way, I'm in your group as well, Yahoo group, so, yeah.
What name?
Sorry?
What name in the group?
Art Rouge.
Oh, I haven't met you yet.
Yes, and no, I just joined.
Fantastic.
2 days ago,
good.
And I just got approval. So.
Good. How'd you find me? Through BBS?
Yeah, through BBS. Uh-huh. And
see?
I've been listening to your show for a long time, but I never get it, you know, like, to get into it, you know, like I never get through it. So I've been always calling from always like 12 o'clock until 1, and I didn't really get any luck.
Fantastic, see? BBS rocks.
Oh, yes.
It's
your show really rocks.
It's the best radio station in the world, on the planet.
Oh, yeah. That, I'm like totally a royal listener to this. BBS. It's just so fantastic show.
Good. Listen, when you go to school, spread my name all through your school. BBS Radio, Michael Goger, Your Inner Thoughts. Tell everybody that'll listen.
Oh, yeah, I told them. I'm going to just broadcast in it.
Good.
Whenever I'm in arts and media.
Good. You can get us on AM and FM someday.
Oh, yes. Oh, sure. Will you be able to meet with us, I mean, online? Like, how that works?
I can do radio anywhere in the world by phone.
Oh, really? Great.
Yeah. I stay home. I'm a hermit and a recluse. I work from the phone and the Internet. But I'd be willing to do a radio show, AM, FM, satellite, an appearance, guest appearance. Fundraising would be a big thing for me.
Because I'm really opening my self and, you know, the inner spirit, spiritual thing, like myself. I can deeply feel it. So later on, if I'm getting into any kind of, you know, university or whatever, and then, I really want to get involved into this as well.
Good. You're going to do fantastic, and I wish you all the luck in the world, and thank you for calling the radio show.
Oh, thank you so much, Michael. I'm doing
shows tomorrow in Pal Talk. Stop in.
Okay.
Four-hour shows in the chat room.
Okay, yes, definitely.
Okay, you have a good night. Thank you.
You too. You have a good night, too. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, everybody, I'd like to say goodnight. I will be here Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday the 31st, stop in, midnight Eastern Standard Time. Take care, everybody, and God bless.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.